mother-in-law should live and be well is quite a repository of called Jewish wisdom. She comes from a very chashva gera chassidisha family, who always tells me about the sons who she was read to. She really wasn't interested. She did just quite fine with my father-in-law. She didn't do well. But Lemaisa, she's taught me a lot over the number of years. One thing that I think back to quite often, she told me once upon a time, was that it sounds much better in Yiddish, and I can't do that for you. But she says that only a goat walks with its head turned looking back. A goat looks back. A person doesn't look back. A person has to live in the present. A person has to live in the future, look towards the future. But a goat looks back. We can't change the past. We make our mistakes. And my son tells me now, it's a new line, it happened. It happened. You can't go back there. I tshuva. Tshuva doesn't mean that you live in the past. Tshuva means that you live in the present and you build a better future. And by living in the present and living for a better future, you repair your past. Make yourself into a better person. But I have a theory that the reason that people get so OCD about what they did in their past, well, if I could have done this and I would have done this, then it would have been different and this could have come out better and this and that and the other thing, is because there's a certain part of us that just can't deal with the fact that we made a mistake. And so therefore we obsess about what we could have done, should have done, must have done. But it's all right. You make mistakes. And if the past wasn't perfect, and we weren't perfect in the past, so then that's the way that it is. Which gets me to the point that I want to talk about today is... way back in the beginning of my career in Chinuch, I had a line that said it much more then than I do today, but it's worth repeating it. I used to tell the guys in the shir, in the Rosh Hashiva shir, there are two beautiful sentences in the English language. I would say it in any language. And these two sentences are liberating. The first sentence is, I don't know. There are people who like to walk around all the time feeling like, listen, I have to know everything. You know, I'm omniscient. You know, I know at least as much as the Rabbeinu Shlomo. For sure, much, much more than the Rebbe does, you know. But I know. You're making yourself a slave to silliness if you do that. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. You don't have to know. No one expects you to know everything. And if you realize that you don't know, then you're going somewhere. The second great sentence is, I was wrong. There are people who walk around with their mistakes and they defend their mistakes and they live with their mistakes and they're afraid to say that they made a mistake because I have to be perfect. If you're willing to own up and say, I was wrong, so then you're rich because you can change. And you're not bound to your yesterday. You can repair your yesterday. But it's not such an easy thing to do. It's very unpleasant. And therefore, a lot of us walk around and we go back into our past and try to change it and try to finagle, because it's awfully hard to say those words, I was wrong. Which comes up in the Medrash. Comes up in a beautiful Medrash of Beis Halevi. Talk about the Indian in this week's parsha. Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Hashir Azayis LaHashem. After Kriyas Yamsuf, after the Mitzrim are all washed up ashore, they're all gone. So Moshe Uvnei Yisrael sing the Shira LaHashem. Vayir Mulemor Hashira LaHashem Ki Goy Goy Sus V'Roich V'Ram V'Vayom. Medrash Rabbah points out that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he started the Az Yashir with the word Az, it wasn't by mistake. And it's a perplexing medrash, and Beis Halevi shtels on it right away. He comes and he says, Amar Moshe ba'az chatasi. The reason that I started off with Oz is because I did an Avera with the word Oz. Shiomarti, because I said, Umei Oz basi ledaber al paroi, and from the time that I came to speak with paroi, lo amaze, etc. Ba'az ani yomer shira, and therefore with Oz, I'm going to say shira. Now what was the Oz basi al paroi? What did Moshe Rabbeinu come and say? So it's back in Parsha Shmais, where Moshe Rabbeinu first comes on the scene. And things just get worse for Klal Yisrael. Moshe says, "Umei oz basi al paro," he says to Rabbeinu Shalom, "from the time that I came to paro, ledaber b'shmecha, to speak in your name, heira la am hazeh." He did bad to this people. V'hatzeh la hitzalta es amecha. And you didn't save your people. So Moshe Rabbeinu complains against the Kadosh Baruch Hu with Oz, and so therefore he starts the Shira with Oz. Comes to the Beis Halevi and asks, like, so what? Okay, so you said it with Oz, and now you can talk with Oz. Well, what's exactly the idea? So the Beis Halevi says a beautiful idea. He says that there are really two ways of giving Shvach. Two types of Shvach. One type of shvach is basically that you're saying shvach for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away whatever was bothering you. Somebody is very, very sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him better. He says shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making him better. That's about it. Okay. But then there's a higher level of shvach. The higher level of shvach is what we say in Hallel. Oidecha ki ani soni v'atihi li lishua. That I'm saying Haidah to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you Shvach, not only for making me better, but Ki'ini Sani. I'm giving you Shvach for the very fact that you tortured me, that you did something which seemed to me bad, by healing Yeshua, and it was a Yeshua. Says the Beis HaLevi, that Klal Yisrael was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the messengers, that Yad Hashem runs the world. And now at the end, after Kriyas Yamsuf, so Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that I'm going to give Tishbachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for the fact that he saved us from the Mitzrayim right now, but for everything that happened in Mitzrayim, all those things that I complained about with the first Oz, all the torture, all the trials and tribulations in Mitzrayim, we say Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that too, because it was all part of the journey. And if it hadn't have been so bad then the Yeshua wouldn't have been so enormous. That's the pshat of the Beis HaLevi, and what he wants to say in this medrash. In his words, he says, "Lahasber ktsas hakavana." I'll be masber a little bit what the medrash means. Okay, I'll be honest with you, though, I have a problem with it. Because I think that if you take a look at the medrash, it's a beautiful vart that he's saying in the medrash, but I think that the medrash has a different pshat in the medrash than the Beis HaLevi does. First of all, there's a beautiful medrash, there's a beautiful mashal in the medrash. We'll start off with that. I'll read it to you. The medrash says, Az Yashir Moshe. Harihuda Amar, this is what it says in Shir Ashirim, Neifes Titufna Swasecha, that your lips are dripping honeycombs. Amr Moshe Ribbeinu Elamim B'mashach Atasi Lofanecha B'yani Mekal Secha. That which I sin to you, that's how I'm going to praise you. Okay. Amr Levi B'rabchia. Mashal L'medina Shemarda Alamelech. There was a king, and you had a country who rebelled against the king. But Amr Amelech the Duchus Shaloi, the king says to the duke, Nelech V'nalachim Bam. Let's go fight with them. Amalai, so the duke says to him, Enatayachal, you don't have the capacity to win against these guys. They're going to destroy you. You have, whatever, a small army, they have a gigantic army. Hechrish HaMelech, the Melech stayed quiet. V'halach b'layla ba'atzmai, and without the duke, he went with his army by himself, and he conquered the invading armies. Yada duchas, so the duke found out about it. Asa Atara, he goes and he makes a crown, Hevi Lamelech, and he kills it and he brings it to the king. Amalai, he says to him, HaTorah Azu Lama, what are you giving me this crown for? Amar Bishvil Shechatasi Bedavar, because I made a mistake. V'amarti Lecha Einata Yachol, and I told you that you're not able to do it. So the Duke, because of the fact that he realizes that I was wrong, he goes and he brings the king a crown. And that, if you go on in the Medrash is going to say that that's Pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu. But before we get to that, I'll just tell you a personal experience that I had in my own life with this ability or inability to say I was wrong. I remember it was a childhood memory. I have many. My family makes fun of me about it. But I remember when a very important person to me, somebody that I respect greatly, came down on me quite hard about something that was going on. Now, you have to remember, I always had a stubborn streak as a kid. I probably still do. One of my high school teachers nicknamed me the unsinkable Mr. Sinowitz. Because no matter what I said, and you know, you could fight with me this way, that way, you know, whatever it is, okay, you couldn't be wrong, you know. I always say that in Shir, that's part of the rules, you know. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right, you know, because somebody has to take a stand on something, yeah. But plus, I am always right. But it was a situation. I took a stand on something, and I was being quite stubborn, bordering on pig-headed. And a person who I respect very greatly said to me, Daniil, can't you ever admit that you were wrong? I don't know whether it was the annoyance that he said it with, or whether it was the hakara that, you know, maybe taka, you know, whatever it is, maybe it is a hard thing to do. But it definitely hit its mark. And from that time on, I always took it as a personal challenge. You know, I was like, oh yeah, it's not so terrible. And my greatest satisfactions after I got married, you know, is in couples when, you know, after you get married, so, you know, you always agree on everything. It's like, you know, because especially me and my wife, we absolutely always agree on everything. But it's not shaykh. I remember after like a year or two, so my wife said to me, and to me it was like one of the greatest compliments I received in my life. She said, one thing that I have to admit about you is that you're not afraid to say that the position that you took was wrong, and that, you know, whatever, to go back to Chozer al Varecha and to say that, you know, whatever. Which for me, that was a very big thing, you know, it was unsinkable, right? But Lemaisa, if you take a look at the Medrash says that that's why the Duke gave the king a crown. And not only that, the Medrash says very clearly that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu starts Uz Yashir with the Uz. Let's go back. He brings the crown. He says, Yada Dukus, the Duke knows. Asa Atara, Vehevi Lamelech. He brings it to the crown. He brings it to the king. Amalei Atara Zulama, what are you giving me a crown for? Amar Bishvil Shechotasi, because I made a mistake. V'amarti Locha Einata Yachol, I said you're going to lose the war, and I was wrong. Kach Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodea ani shechatasi lefonecha. I know that I made a mistake. Shenemar umeyaz basi el paroi. From the time that I came to paroi, everything got worse. V'hatze lo hitzalta es amecha. And you weren't saving us. V'arei tovato isoliyam. And today I see that you were after paroi the whole time. Today you drowned paroi. L'kach ani mishabechacha. And that's why I'm using the same lashon to show you that I realize that I made a mistake. Harihuda Amar Az Yashir Moshe, that's what it says in the parsha. Az Yashir Moshe, Ba'u Re'ei Derech HaTzadikim. Go and look at the Derech of Tzadikim. B'mashehim Sorchim, the same way that they sin, Heim Metaknim. They fix it up. Havei Neifes Tetufna, that's when honeycombs drip, Sfosecha, and they drip from your lips. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us the ability to say that I was wrong, the ability to say that I made a mistake. An addendum to this is that just as a person has to be able to agree and to admit that he made a mistake, there's also something else that goes along with it, is that a person can't be afraid to make a mistake. I often think, you know, people are afraid to make decisions, you know. So, mar be'etza, mar be'chachma. If there are people around who are older and more experienced than you and wiser than you, so then ask them. You save yourself a lot of problems. However, to be wishy-washy and never to be able to decide about anything, because maybe I'm going to be wrong, so that you're not going to get the motor going. I always think it's very funny. What's the worst thing that can happen? So you start the motor, you go on the highway, you get the car going, right? And you know how it goes. So in the days when, you know, GPSs were a little stupider, and you took a wrong turn or you go in the wrong direction, so immediately you would get this message on the screen. It would recalculate for you. Nowadays, the GPS doesn't make a mistake. You can be driving, you know, north, and you're halfway down to Miami, you know, all the way, halfway, whatever. The GPS, you're still going the right way. It's not a problem. Seamlessly, he picks you up, and he's going to point you. You'll get off or whatever it is. But the worst thing in the world is to do nothing. So you'll make a mistake. You'll pick up on it. And then you get yourself going. But not being able to make mistakes and not being able to admit that we make mistakes is the most paralyzing thing in the world. So a person has to get off of his ego. A person can't think, I'm always right. On the other hand, a person has the need to always be right, so he's never going to be able to move. But if a person realizes, it takes it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I start with us because us was where I made my mistake, and now I see that I made a mistake. But at the same time, realizing that life is all about making mistakes. You have to make decisions, and some of them are good and some of them are not. But don't live with a bad decision. If you see that you're going in the wrong direction, then recalculate, get off the highway, and go back in the other direction. Tshuva is not about saying that I didn't make a mistake. It's not about going back and changing the past. It's about living a good future. And if you live a good future, then the past memela gets repaired. And if you do all of that, and you're willing to realize that every day builds, and we can change the mistakes that we made in the past, then Be'ezah Hashem, our future can take the place of anything that we may have done wrong in the past, and every day we get greater and greater. Be'ezah Hashem, make fewer and fewer mistakes, but even if we do, who cares? That's what life is all about. Have a good Shabbos.